A Philadelphia law called the Driving Equality Act changed the rules around police stops for vehicle violations. It has now inspired a city council member in Memphis to consider a similar policy. Five Memphis police officers were recently fired after beating 29-year-old Tyree Nichols to death during a traffic stop last month. WHYY's Sammy Caola has more.
The Driving Equality Act took effect in March 2022. It instructs Philadelphia Police Department officers not to pull over drivers if their only violation is a broken taillight, an expired inspection sticker, a minor bumper issue, or one of five other offenses. Councilmember Isaiah Thomas says he authored the bill to prevent negative interactions between police and civilians, especially Black men, during traffic stops.
For a lot of us growing up in urban areas, being pulled over by police is a rite of passage. It's something that's inevitable.
City Council Member Michaelyn Easter Thomas is considering passing a similar policy, according to her staff. Last month, Philadelphia mayoral candidate Jeff Brown said he would consider repealing the act if he took office. He has since apologized to Council Member Thomas. Black Lives Matter activist Asa Khalif, whose brother Brandon Tate Brown was killed by police during a 2014 traffic stop, said the Driving Equality Act is great on paper, but needs to be more strictly enforced.
We cannot allow anyone to feel, especially in Philadelphia, that they are above the law.
Critics of the Driving Equality Act worry it creates unsafe road conditions and allows criminals to go unchecked. Isaiah Thomas's office plans to release data showing the impact of the Driving Equality Act on March 3rd. Sammy Caola, WHYY News.